Westrick interviewing Elmer Hemker at my grandpa's house. This is sponsored by the sophomore honors English class at Chesning High School, and the date is December 27th, 1989. How did they punish the kids when you were in school? And what for?
Well, what I remember, they used to use a stick. They'd lick us with a stick. And the one teacher used to walk around with a flat ruler. And he'd walk around if kids was misbehaving or if they were whispering, he'd dunk them on the head with a ruler. And I remember, I only remember getting a licking once, and I was taken in the back room, and when he struck me on the rear for the second time, I made believe I was bawling, crying. They opened the door and let me out, and I laughed like crazy, because he didn't hurt me at all. I bluffed him. And I don't remember too much. That's a long time ago.
Sometimes when the kids did the wrong thing, they had to write a punishment. I will be good, or I shouldn't have done this, or I told a lie, or whatever it was. You had to write it 1,000 times, and that took a long time to do that. Well, but I know what we would do. We'd take 2 or 3 pencils together, kind of tie them together so you could write 4 lines at a time or 3 lines at a time. Didn't look very good, but you got it done faster that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, outside of that, they'd use any more stick on them or make them stand up in front of the room and face the blackboard and not watch to see the other kids. And I don't know, bad things, but we had ink wells. So we'd probably get in trouble with those ink wells, getting ink on the person ahead of us in school, and then probably get whopped for that, and or made some mother angry with you. Outside of that, you were good kids. Couldn't sass the teachers, we knew better than do that.
I know one of the fellas, before the school started the first day of the year, we were out cracking the whip. That was, say, 8 or 10 of us got a hold of each other's hands, and the first one that we would run, and he would turn and go real quick, real short in the end, when sometimes he'd have to go so fast he'd fall down. And the teacher come out and says, "You can't crack the whip." And out on my buddy, he says, "We'll crack it if we want to." And she took him in, the same place that I got a licking, and she licked him before school ever started. That was in our 8th grade. We only had 8 grades and all in one room. One teacher for 8 grades.
Okay. How would they discipline you at home?
Well, I always had to stick around, and so that was threatening us so we didn't misbehave too much. I think we got hollered at a lot. But as far as a good licking, I never really got spanked that hard. But one time I had to go to school all by myself, and I didn't want to walk to school all alone because I was kind of little. And my dad came out with a stick, and I went up the road. I walked that mile and a half to school, and no, I don't think I ever fussed about going to school again.
I know I remember now, my dad used to take the flat of his hand and just kind of catch you on top of the head. Like that, kind of like that, on the top of the head.
That's why he doesn't have much hair now.
Yeah, and only time I ever remember my mother, she hit me and was going to spank me, and I stuck my hand back and she hit me on the wrist. And I cried like, hey, you hurt my wrist. And I think I got the better end of the deal. I bluffed that one too.
Okay, Grandpa, what types, when would they punish you when you were in the Army? And what for?
The first punishment I ever got was I came home on a 3-day pass. And we got back late. We were supposed to be back by a certain time. I didn't get back. So that was in my basic training. And the every Sunday, for the rest of the period, I had to do KP. That is work in the kitchen. That was my punishment. And the fellas that didn't get back for over 24 hours, if they was 24 hours late, they got no punishment at all, but it went on their record that they were absent without leave.
Okay, what happened, like, if they did it again, if they got, they were late again, would they do that, or?
Same punishment.
Okay.
Well, they'd make you take, put you on guard, extra guard duty. Not your turn, they'd stick you in extra.
When you were in school, how did children get back at each other, and if someone got you in trouble, how would they
get back? You mean, did the kids fight?
Yeah, and fighting and stuff.
I don't remember.
Sometimes girls in our class or room would have disagreements, and we just wouldn't talk to each other then. You know, we'd be angry with each other for a long time and wouldn't be friends for a while. Well, outside of doing anything nasty, there was anything, you know, that we did to them.
Okay.
Yeah, in school we had
if I remember, we used to have a toon officer from Saginaw.
Yeah.
And if a guy was real bad, it seems as though he used to lick him.
I don't remember that.
I know they had a toon officer come and to check on if anybody was bad or if they were absent from school a lot. It seems as though he used to
I know they always had this truant officer that if you were, you know, you couldn't miss many days of school, they were out checking on you, and so you were always afraid that when he was coming.
Okay, do you remember anything as far as how they'd punish people, like if for crimes, like little, they'd steal stuff from other families and stuff? Do you remember anything like that?
They'd put them in jail for a while, too.
Did they have any other ways?
Not that I remember, I know.
Being in school?
No.
It could be in school.
Oh, yeah, ordinary citizens, huh? All I can remember is this one schoolmate I had that they put him in jail. Well, he was older, out of school, and that happened, but they just had jails, I guess, and I don't even know if they had a judge, you know, anybody who put them in jail, I don't know. We didn't get very far from home, you know.
No.
Did you ever just disobey your parents? And what do you remember about when you were disobeying your parents? You know, you just went against what they said.
You probably went someplace when you weren't supposed to go. you were brought up in a time where when you do something, you do it. You know, you don't ask why, or you just do it. And I suppose we disobeyed because that, we didn't do it when they told us to do it. We did it afterwards when we got caught. But we tried punishment. It was just ordinary punishments you don't even remember nowadays. You know, everybody got punished the same way, but I don't know what it was. We didn't go without radio or television because we didn't have one. We didn't even have radio, so they couldn't punish us that way. You don't have electricity.
Okay, do you remember, what types of things would your parents punish you for? Any?
Well, we all had our work to do, and I guess we did it, I don't think. Yeah.
I took care of the horses, and Melvin took care of the cows, and then we milked together, but fed the calves and stuff like that, but I don't remember.
You did your work without, I know I did plenty of fighting with my brother, but I don't remember about me getting punished for it. It was just everyday life. I suppose we had this one rocking chair that didn't have any arms on it, see, and I think that was my punishment, sit in that chair instead of this nice comfortable chair with the arms on, see. I hated sitting in that chair, but I probably got punished in something and had to sit in that chair then, or got that chair to sit in.
Matthew Westrick interviewing Otto Meyer at his house. Sponsored by Chesnang Sophomore Honors English Class, December 31st, 1989. Okay, what do you remember about the forms of punishments that were used in school?
What do you mean for
the types of punishments they had?
At school? Or
yeah, how they punished you and when they punished you.
Oh, great.
At school.
Yeah. Well, there was no punishment. They were strict over there. I don't remember.
I remember hearing a story about the first day of school when you were playing cracking a whip
anymore.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
You know, I don't remember that anymore. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't remember that anymore. So, God, I don't remember.
I heard about from my grandpa about when before the first day of school that you got in trouble for talking back to the teacher about playing a game outside.
Oh yeah, that was playing a game over there, and just cracked the whip or something like
yeah.
that. And I don't know, I just says, "Oh, it won't hurt nobody." That made the teacher mad. She grabbed me and took me to school, and that really got a licking there. That was the end of that, yeah. Yeah.
You were in the same grade as my grandpa.
Huh?
You were in the same grade as my grandpa, right? My grandpa?
Oh, yeah, yeah, grade. Yeah.
What happened when your whole class failed the 7th grade test? I guess that's what I heard.
Oh. Rich,
as far as
I don't
punishment,
know.
Do you remember?
Well, we stayed after school and had problems telling the teacher what the score was. I don't know. We never had much of that. We got by that all right. Mm. That's about all about the size of. We had a big school over there, and heck, there's about 17, 18 of us in this class. She'd ask one and probably answer it. And if she didn't answer it, we was sent back to study it better than that. Come up after school and then tell us about what she asked. Problems. That's all I know about.
Okay, what do you remember about being punished at home?
Oh boy. We never took our school to home. Never took them home.
I'm just saying about anything. It doesn't have to
be. Yeah. What you did wrong at home, how were you punished?
Not correct. I don't know. We all knew our places. I mean, that was it. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what my grandpa said too.
Yeah.
if you didn't do much because you knew not to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember anything about how they punished people for, like, if they stole stuff at school or anything?
No. Or, I don't remember ever stealing anything. You just kept still about it, I guess. If they stole anything, the teacher didn't know nothing about it. He didn't know who would have stole it or that. It was gone. That was all.
Okay. What's your most memorable experience of being punished at home?
Memorable. Oh, God. We had to hurry up home from school, I'll tell you that. We'd run all the way, take off our shoes in the summertime so we wouldn't wear them out, and hurry up and get home. One time it was cold that winter, and I was home alone. We didn't get a ride home, but the other ones did, and we got a licking when we got home because we didn't hurry up home. We pretty much run all the way to get home. Get the cattle in the barn and feed the cattle, get them out of the weather. It was raining and that, or something, that snowing. It was snowing and that. It was awful. I was down in Detroit working at that time. That's a story of it. I don't know. That's the most I know about it.
Okay. What do you remember about being punished, you know, as far as for not doing chores or stuff? Did you ever not do them? How would you get punished if you didn't?
Well, we had to stay there and do it over again. Go back and do it over again. That's the only thing I can see.
Okay.
And another time we, in the morning before we went to school, we had to go out in the field and pick pickles. And Mom went back there in the field after we went to school and found some pickles. We went back there, had to pick over again, and didn't get no supper. So that was it. That's how we were punished.
Okay. Do you know any other other ways they punished you, such as?
No, I don't
know. Just other than getting at.
We knew our places, and that was it. We knew what we had to do, and we did it. Other than that, I don't know. That's about all.
Did your dad ever take a hand to you? Use a stick or a strap on you?
Yeah, I don't know anymore. That's so far back when they have to go over that.
His sister Anne should be here. His older sister. She looked at it.
she figured it out. Well, she wasn't there at that time when I was growing up.
Well, no, but yeah. She was close.
And that's about all that I know.
Okay, when you were at school, if someone, got you in trouble, how would you get back at them? Get revenge on other kids?
He didn't.
He didn't?
No. And not that I know of. I don't know.
I heard that sometimes, he wouldn't talk to him, or he'd...
We kept our distance, that's the only thing. Stayed away from him, tried to avoid him, that's the only thing.
Okay.
Now it's another time I know, something in the school there, they tried to keep me out of the school and trying to push me back. And I got mad and I just hauled off and hit Johnny Coppy in the jaw or something that day. But I went to school, it was doing all right. But the bell rang and he was supposed to be in school. And he was outside playing. Oh dear, that's about all then. Another one or what?
Do you remember anything else as a kid?
Huh?
Do you remember anything else at all? Like this, being, do you remember any time being punished?
No. We told the mark, that was it. We had to hurry up home and that was it.
Okay.
Do the work there and back again to school again. If we got a day, could stay home a day from school, that was a great honor to stay home and work and do that, not to go to school. So, that's about it. In the school year, that was something else.
Okay. What would they do if you didn't do your homework, your work you're supposed to do at home? Your schoolwork?
Nothing. We never had no homework. We didn't have time for that. Lights were going very dim then. And all of us around the table there.
A kerosene lamp was.
Yeah. So, we didn't have much homework. We didn't have that. It was all in school. But other than that,
okay.
Okay. Yeah.